the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
As long as that offer was on the table from the Broncos and Brock Osweiler wasn't taking it, that told you that something was going on there. And clearly the Broncos never felt like they had a real chance to sign him. They didn't feel comfortable with the arrangement. Brock Osweiler is going to Houston. I still sense that the benching at the end of the season had something to do with why Brock Osweiler ultimately made the decision. Can't say that was the primary factor, but it certainly contributed, was one of the many factors that was going on here. But Brock Osweiler is going to Houston. That leaves Denver, the defending Super Bowl champions, with a massive hole at quarterback.
So I wonder what people are going to want to talk about today. The Rockets, right? To heck with that. Let's get rolling. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on.
On!
For a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, and I suspect you might, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Weird.
713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday. We do things a little bit differently. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday, brought to you by our good friends at Deep South Barrels. Put odds on everything. What are the odds that you're going to like what the Texans did today, Mr. Hoffman?
Do I like it today, or am I going to like it?
No, do you like it today?
Yeah, I like it today. I mean, listen, this is what we've been telling them to do. Go out and make an investment, right?
Exactly.
Invest in the quarterback position. The guy might suck. He really might. But you know what? Matt Schaub, when they traded for him, there was a risk that he could have sucked. And Matt Schaub gave you the best few years of quarterbacking that this franchise has ever had. Again, don't get into what he did later in his career after they gave him a large amount of money.
Right.
But they took a risk on a guy who they saw as up and coming, and it paid off. They didn't give him $18 million out the gate. That's a little bit of a number that is tough to swallow, but we've seen what quarterbacks go for now. And if you wanted him to be your starting quarterback, that's what it was going to take. Texans did it. And what I do like about this is that, and I said this the other day, I feel that if he is a total, complete disaster, then not only will they be looking for a new quarterback, they'll be looking for a new coach, because this entire regime is now tied to Brock Osweiler. All the eggs are in the Brock Osweiler basket. There's no way that he's just a total disaster and Bill O'Brien's around to handpick another quarterback. It just won't happen.
Or Rick Smith, for that matter.
Yeah, I think either one of them.
I think they're both gone if this doesn't work. But I love this move, because we have been begging this team to make an investment in that position at some point. And I don't know if he's going to work out or not. I can't imagine him being a complete bust. I don't think that's it. Worst, he's a better Brian Hoyer and you're stuck with him. And the contract doesn't bother me. That's a going rate for a quarterback. I mean, if Sam Bradford's getting $18 million a year, then I could see, especially if you're trying to pry him away from another team, you're going to have to pay that. And they had the cap room to do it. So if it winds up being a mistake, yeah, you're right. Everybody gets blown out. But I think the upside here is, this is the kind of quarterback I don't mind taking a chance on. He was pretty highly regarded coming out of college. He's been learning. And unlike Ryan Mallett, we've actually seen enough games out there to see what he can do a little bit. So guys don't get a chance to do that anymore. They don't get to sit. They get thrown right out there. And you're getting somebody who's going to be a lot more polished than anybody you would draft. and I like the move a lot. I don't know if he's going to be any good, but if it works out, to me, high end, you get Joe Flacco. Low end, you get Ryan Mallett. That's kind of how I see it.
That's a pretty big gap.
But absolutely, but that's any quarterback you draft, yeah. Right? You don't know what you're going to get.
Well, that's the
you
thing.
Have what you suspect you might get.
And I think the biggest problem people had was what's he done to prove that he's worth this investment? And he hasn't. He hasn't done anything to prove it. But neither has anyone else who's out there available. Who else out there has showed that they are deserving to be, even just a starting quarterback in the NFL at this point, B, much less worth some large investment, whether it be a draft pick or a big salary. I don't know that Brock Osweiler's done any more than anybody else. I like his potential. And I like him, again, I like him better than Bob Griffin. I like him better than Colin Kaepernick, guys who I've seen at their best and I've seen wash out. I like him better than anybody that would have been around at pick 22 in the draft. And I may like him better than anybody who would have been around had they traded up and forfeited another draft or two to get at the top of the draft. So, and then the fact that I don't even care about how much money they're giving him, because $18 million a year is what every team should have at a minimum earmarked to pay a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're paying someone less than that, you're probably not very good. So I don't really have a problem with the money. At some point, you just got to, if you want a starting quarterback, you've got to pay for one. Now, that said, if he's a bust, heads will roll. But I like the move. I like that they're taking chances.
Kind of an interesting tweet from Randy Moss, who works for NFL Network. He also does a lot of horse racing stuff. And it's about one of the differences in the contract between what the Broncos offered. They offered him $16 million, basically. The one thing that we don't talk enough about when guys do come to Texas is that the no income tax, because Colorado's is 4.6%.
Yeah.
So realistically, the offer was $15.25 million versus what he got from the Texans. So it's another $828,000, according to Randy.
Per year.
Yeah, per year that he gets from the Texans for coming here. And the reasons, I think the reasons for him wanting to leave Denver kind of make sense when you start hearing some of the things coming out of there, that maybe wasn't entirely happy with the system. When you look at the way Bill O'Brien runs things, I think this guy's exactly what he wants as a quarterback. Now it's up to him to make that work. But a lot of people were tweeting out the stats between him and Brian Hoyer and how much they looked alike. And I would just point out, as much as I don't think Brian Hoyer was the trash heap that most people did until the playoff game when he was a complete trash heap, he did compile a lot of stats in garbage time, and this guy really didn't, because most of the games that he played, the Broncos were in the whole way. They had a couple blowouts, but when you blow a team out, you're not throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to get a big, durable quarterback who, if he comes in and learns the system, you've solved your problem for a while. Now how far that takes you, I don't know. And I like the other signings. I think Lamar Miller, that's a pretty fair contract for a guy who will upgrade that position considerably. And adding Jeff Allen, who will replace Brandon Brooks.
And I think that is, again, for the money that they spent on him relative to the money that Brandon Brooks got, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that swap.
I am too, because he's also one of the kind of guys that they like. He's very versatile. He can play guard or tackle. They've got a lot of guys like that on their offensive line. And for half the price of Brandon Brooks, I don't know that you're going to see much of a difference in production there. So I'm okay with that. As much as I like Brandon Brooks, $8 million a year, and I think that's something you were right about that we were talking about last week is, you know, do you pay that guy that much? And I said he was going to get it from somebody. But if you tell me I can get Jeff Allen for half the cost,
dude,
I'm good with that.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Now, I did say this, the Texans still have a lot of work to do on the offensive line. You know, we talked about this yesterday. They were already at a deficit from a depth standpoint.
Right.
And that was 2 days ago before they lost their starting center and starting guard. And now there's a lot of work to be done.
There's a little work to be done here. They need some depth there. That's an area that... And there's still plenty of time to address that in free agency. And certainly this changes the draft significantly.
No doubt.
But
because now you don't necessarily have to get a quarterback in this draft.
Ben Jones to me is imminently replaceable.
Oh, I think
Ben
so
Jones was in.
I think he's imminently replaceable, except not with the roster that you currently have. There's no one on this roster who can.
No, they don't have anyone there yet.
Right,
but I think you can find another Ben Jones pretty easily.
I agree with that,
and I know. I was stunned at the way people were melting down over that last night. Oh, I can't believe they lost Ben Jones.
No,
why? Because he eats bugs and walks around with no shoes on before
game? Well, yeah, he's the funny guy.
Yeah, well.
He's a fan favorite, Fred.
Well, he'll be a fan favorite in Tennessee, too. And when he gets blown up in the middle of the line half the time, he was inconsistent. When he was good, he was very good. When he was bad and overmatched by certain defensive tackles, it showed they couldn't run the ball. So I'd like them to get a bigger human being in there and in that position. But really, when you look at it now, the real needs, I think they need some help on the offensive line, whether you need another interior guy either to start at center or you move Suofilo to center and put him at guard, whatever. You need another guy there, plus I think some more depth.
Well, I think you also need depth in case Suofilo is, if this is the best he is, he's not good enough to be a starter.
No, and this is the year where he better take that next step. But I think you need, and that's why you need depth. You need another guy who can step in there and play if he can't. Plus, people get hurt. We know that. But I think that's a need. Tight end is still a need, and I think they still need another safety. And I would like to see a speed receiver who can return punts. That's why I was kind of excited when I saw they were in on Travis Benjamin, but obviously that price was pretty high. But you know what? That's not a whole hell of a lot of big holes. Now, you got to replace Jared Crick, but I think you've got a guy on the roster, Christian Covington, who can play there. So, we talked a little bit about inside linebacker. I think Bernard McKinney takes a big jump. So when you look at it, I think they're in a pretty good spot here. If they hit on the quarterback, and that's – we're not going to know that until probably 10, 11 games into the season, and maybe not even then. But if they hit on the quarterback here, this is a team that doesn't have a ton of big holes.
I think the one other thing they could probably use is some insurance for Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
Another outside linebacker that if things don't go well with Clowney or he's injured, somebody that you feel comfortable who can get after the quarterback a little bit. I think that's another need for them. But you're right. I mean, you're seeing more and more of these holes get filled, and it's starting to look like, again, I'm not crazy. I'm not thinking that all of a sudden Brock Osweiler and Lamar Miller, who, let's face it, are middle-of-the-road guys at their position, probably at best. I'm not going to pretend like those guys all of a sudden make you a Super Bowl contender, but at least you're starting to put together the roster where it looks like you're going to have a viable football team that can go out and actually compete. And specifically on the offensive side, because I think the defense is one or two pieces away from being very nice.
Well, and to me, Lamar Miller's an upgrade over when you were trotting out Alfred Blue and Jonathan Grimes and guys like that. Now, obviously, Grimes is no longer on the roster. You'll still have those guys as backups, but that's what they need to be. They need to be backups.
Yes.
And so I think that's an upgrade. And the whole question is this the guy? And we're not going to know. But I love that they're taking this gamble. Even if it doesn't work, I love that they're doing it because this is not something that they've addressed at any point. And really, since Matt Schaub. One interesting thing here, and then you can tell the people about our good friends at Deep South Barrels.
Yeah.
This is how much the Texans have invested in the quarterback position over the last 3 years. 2013, $8.2 million, 18th in the league.
Okay.
2014, $5.75 million, 22nd in the league. Oof. 2015, $6.3 million, 26th in the NFL.
Like I said, if you're not spending $15 to $20 million a year on your quarterback, you probably aren't very good.
And let's also...
You're not very good there.
And let's keep in mind the cap's about $7 million higher this year.
Yep.
So it's not... I wouldn't get too caught up in the numbers, but we want to get your thoughts on it, so give us a call at 713-780-ESPN. Next segment, we will get you guys on here. What you think?
All right, guys. Of course, it is rodeo season, and our good friends at Deep South Barrels are making an appearance out there at the rodeo. I know a lot of you are going in and out of that thing over the next couple weeks, and you've heard me talking about Deep South Barrels. Here's a good chance for you to go down there and meet these guys for yourself this year at the Houston Rodeo. They've got a shop set up in the NRG Center. Go on in there. Customize your own personal size aging barrel to add to your bar at home. Tell them you want to use promo code Hoffman while you're checking out. They'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. You guys know I'm a big fan of these guys and their product. I love that they're local right there out of Pearland. And this barrel, I'm telling you, if you're a drinking man, it is going to change the game for you. It's going to save you a lot of money over the course of time and upgrade your booze. And that's what we're all trying to do, get the best booze we can. Go down Deep South Barrels. They're at the NRG Center at the Houston Rodeo. Once again, make sure you mention my promo code Hoffman. You'll get 10% off your entire order. Hard to beat that. Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com. Check them out at the rodeo. Promo code Hoffman.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll definitely get some phone calls in this segment. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. Ryan asks, not complaining, but what are the odds y'all would have talked any Astros today if not for the Houston Texans stuff? Technically, we just did. So there you go.
Probably not much.
No.
I'm not much for practice baseball.
No. When we get closer to the season, it'll be a better topic. Let's start off with, what is this, Drew from Nashville? Is this the Drew? It's got to be the Drew. He gets to go first.
Drew, boy, sport. Going on.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Got on my phone today. Had 17 text messages from friends and people. Blowing me up about Texans. So I'm happy today. I mean, at least we're doing something, Texans-wise. And I'm excited because, I mean, it's not like we're going to have to spend a draft pick on running back, I'm assuming. And maybe we might spend one late on a quarterback, but those are two positions we're not going to have to go for. So I'm pumped about that. What are the odds are over-under, maybe? Do you think the moves we've made today will... If our record, if I said 10-6 next year for our record, would you take the over or the under, I guess, is my question for you good-looking sons of guns. I'll talk to you guys later.
I think that's the perfect number. Now, if it's an actual over-under bet, I'm going to take the under because
I think with him winning 11 is a long shot.
Well, if he's basically a better Brian Hoyer, then they're a 9 or 10-win team.
Yeah,
and if he busts, basically just looking at it from a betting perspective, the odds of a bust versus the odds of him being really, really good, I would take the under on it. But I think that's a fair number. They won 9 games last year. I think the schedule is going to be a little harder, but we'll see how that plays out. But if he's better, and offensively, I can't imagine them not being better offensively based on what they've done today. And the offense was a big problem most of the year. And now they've actually got some weapons, and they're going to have their draft picks to be able to get more weapons. And somebody on Twitter was asking about would Ryan Kelly of Alabama be a good draft? Yeah,
that's a big boy.
That'd
too.
Be a it's great a draft
300
pick.
300-plus-pound dude. I'd love to see him. And now, I mean, guy, usually you don't take an interior lineman in the first round, but if he's there, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
No, not at all. Because that
now
would
that you, now that you've fixed that running back and quarterback situation, or at least you've addressed it. I shouldn't say fixed it until they actually fix it, but you've addressed it.
Yeah, and I wouldn't rule out drafting another quarterback later. You don't have to invest a high pick in it now. But
so from what I listening to you and seeing what you've been saying on Twitter, you're assuming that Brian Hoyer's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Because that's almost $5 million in cap dollars that you're going to be able to use for somebody else. So I would assume he's gone. Savage is your backup. And to me, your other options then become you bring back a T.J. Yates as a third quarterback, or you draft a project. But I assume by now Tom Savage is ready to be your backup quarterback. And there's really no need to have Brian Hoyer on this team at $4.8 million.
Yeah.
Because
I disagree.
You know, as much as I think he's a pretty decent backup quarterback, well, by now that's what Savage should be. Or you cut Savage and you keep him for one more year. But I think I just don't think he'll be back.
I would almost, I would probably instead of T.J. Yates, I would probably draft a quarterback in the sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
Under the assumption that Tom Savage won't be back next year.
Yeah, or even, yeah, I wouldn't even be opposed to a fourth or fifth round pick on a Cardale Jones type or somebody like that, that slips lower, that's a good project. So let's try Angel.
Guys.
Sports.
Oh, man, I was just calling. Oh, sports. Sorry. I was just calling, man, because I thought it was insane that the Texans were giving this guy so much money, and he's only played, like, a handful of games. And, yeah, I'll hang up and listen.
Here's the question. What was your other option? Who would you have rather gotten?
Okay, I'll give you that one.
That's the thing. There's nobody out there who is, you know, who's clearly deserving to get franchise quarterback money. But you need one. You need to pay somebody. Yeah, I mean, and again, I still look at Brock Osweiler as like a guy who I don't know his upside, but I know he's got some. Whereas I've seen Colin Kaepernick's upside. We saw the best of him probably 2 or 3 years ago. Last year he got benched for Blaine Gabbert. We've seen RG3's upside. That was 3 years ago. And he's been a total disaster ever since, and from all accounts, a pain in the ass in the locker room. On top of it, I don't hate it. I don't hate, and I don't. You know, we don't know anything about these guys that would have been drafted. We don't.
Well, all I know is they probably aren't going to be ready to be your quarterback next year. And as much as I love Paxton Lynch, I don't think Paxton Lynch is NFL ready right off the bat. Just like I don't think Brock Osweiler was when he came out, but. If you'd given me 7 starts with those guys and I'd seen the same results, and I don't know who it was on Twitter trying to compare him to Mettenberger, I would say the difference is that Osweiler was 5-2 as a starter and Mettenberger's 0-10 as a starter.
Yeah. Zach Mettenberger sucks.
Yeah, he's just not a good quarterback.
We got one more signing from the Texans.
Yes.
From Albert Breer, Raiders center Tony Bergstrom is signing with the Texans.
Okay.
There you go.
There's your new Ben Jones.
Well, maybe. I mean, or he maybe depth.
Yeah.
But these moves like this, this is what I like because this opens him up to a bunch of different options on draft day. You know, when 22 comes around, they will legitimately be able to say, okay, who's the what of the guys that are available is the best guy, a safety, a linebacker, pass rusher. A defensive tackle, an offensive lineman, or wide receiver, whatever it may be, who's the best player for our system, and that's who they can take. And that would not have been the case, I think, if they wouldn't have signed Brock Osweiler. If they wouldn't have made a free agent signing at quarterback, and even if they would have signed Kaepernick or RG3, who I think are, at this point, probably more of a project and a gamble than Osweiler, you would have had to take a quarterback more than likely. You would have almost been forced into taking one, and I don't like being forced into things.
And now, not only that, the option of trading down is there if you want to pick up more third-round picks that you can blow. I mean, they've got some potential there to basically draft to improve the team and not have to force themselves into a situation.
There's a lot of good, and you know, we're not talking about this as a glaring need right now, but there's a lot of good offensive tackles that are going to be available there.
Yeah.
And
at some point, you're going to need a replacement for Dwayne Brown.
You're going to need to replace Dwayne Brown, and it'd be nice to have another guy. And, you know, they have a guy at right tackle now who's a versatile player. Let's say he gets outplayed. You've got a guy who can move in.
Let's just say that you hit on one of those tackles, and he's ready to play as a rookie. Well, you've just solved a guard problem because you can move Newton inside.
Exactly.
So I like where this puts them in terms of flexibility. Bergstrom played all 16 games last year. He started 3. He's 6'5", 315. So he's a big fella.
Big body.
Which, I'm thinking probably more of a depth guy.
That's what I think.
But we'll see. Let's try Eddie. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports.
Sports.
Okay, so I just wanted to add on to the Brock Osweiler thing. I'm not a fan of the move. I mean, I like that they're definitely being active and they know they have to address the quarterback position. But, I mean, like the last caller said, I mean, this is a guy who played, you know, just a few games. And, I mean, to give him $37 million guaranteed, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that.
See, everybody's so caught up in the money.
There wasn't many options out there. But, I mean, to give a guy $37 million guarantee, and, I mean, let me ask you a question. How many times has a backup come, you know, onto another team and done well?
How about Matt Schaub? How about Matt Schaub?
How about Brett Favre? How about Mark Brunel?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there have been guys that have worked out. Look, that's a going price. I mean, that's what it was going to cost to get a quarterback. So you guys need to not get caught up in how much somebody's getting paid. That's what a starting quarterback gets in the NFL. I thought it was ridiculous that Sam Bradford, who's done nothing in his career except break his knee every chance he gets, got $18 million a year. But that's the going rate. If you want to keep the guy, that's what it's going to cost you. So, and plus, the way the cap is, the prices are going up because the cap's going up.
Yeah.
Players are getting more money, especially at the key positions. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I understand if you don't think the guy can play. I get that. But to just say, well, they're paying him all this money, you hadn't proven anything. Guys get paid a lot of money every year that haven't proven a damn thing. Jadeveon Clowney's got a pretty damn nice contract because of where he was drafted. He hasn't proven a damn thing. I mean, that's the business, man. That's how the model works. And if he's a bust in 2 years, you'll be able to cut him and you start over. That's so, you know, the money. Guys, please quit getting caught up over the money, because this isn't a kind of thing that's going to strap them cap-wise either. You think about it. You're paying $6 million at a position that every other team in the league is paying $18 million, and you weren't getting the production out of it. It's time to invest in it. And if he's a bust, then, yeah, you could say, boy, they made a bad decision.
Yeah.
But if they make a bad decision, it's in their evaluation, and it's what they do with him when they get him. But this was the best option available, and if it wasn't, look, the Broncos were still going to pay this guy $16 million to stay, so it's not like, you know.
Yeah, if the Broncos had paid him $16 million, would you be going, oh, they're dummies. No.
So, and now the Broncos are in that hell that the Texans have been in, where they don't know who their quarterback is. I want to talk about that when we come back to
them. This does is it puts them in the middle of the pack for where quarterbacks are paid. And here's what I would say to anybody who wants to complain about that cap hit. Ryan Tannehill will make more money next year than Brock Osweiler. Kirk Cousins is going to make way more money than Brock Osweiler next year. So just keep things like that in mind. That's the going rate now.
And Matthew brings up Drew Brees was a backup too at one point. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll get to more of your phone calls and, you know, and we'll hit on this some more. Obviously, this is going to be the topic of the day. So just if you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get to you, I promise. But right now, I got to tell you about my good friends at HoustonCarsForKids.com. And if you've got a vehicle that you're not using anymore, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in, if it's sitting out in your backyard, maybe it got flooded out in those massive rains that we didn't have over the last couple of days, and it's just sitting there and you need something to do with it, doesn't matter if it's running or not, they'll come and tow it for you free of charge. It gives you your donation's tax deductible. They take care of all the paperwork. It's so easy, man. They'll come out there in a matter of minutes. They'll have it. They'll have everything done for you. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And they take that money, and that money goes to the Houston Can Academies, which is a fantastic school that gives at-risk kids a second chance. A lot of kids who have dropped out, who've had issues at other schools, they go to Houston Can Academy, and these kids are graduating, going on to do great things in our society, and these are all kids that would have never gotten anywhere without Houston Can Academy. And you can help. Just get rid of that vehicle, man. Just donate it. They'll come take care of everything, and you're going to help change lives, and that's just a great thing, man. And it's a thing you can feel good about, especially when you hear some of these success stories of these kids that go on and do such great things. Give them a call right now, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.
And hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Texter says, we got people in our country who are homeless and can't afford food, but the Texans can blow $37 million on a maybe good quarterback. There just seems to be something wrong with our whole system.
You're right.
Take that up with Bernie Sanders, I would suggest.
That's what the Texans should have done.
Shame.
Instead of spending that $18 million a year on a quarterback, they should just spend less money on the salary. They should have given that $18 million to a homeless guy, and he could have played quarterback.
It's kind of
that's
what
a good idea. That's
what they've been doing the last few years.
Oh, you're right.
So no, honestly,
that's the stupidest comparison.
Guys, I don't know why you're so caught up in what athletes make anyway. And you want to talk about obscene amounts of money? Go look at what an actor makes on one of these sitcoms. They'll make $5 million an episode in some instances. The money is what you're worth. What you get based on what you do. It's a limited skill. And as far as it's not your money, it's Bob McNair's money. So, you know, let's get off the money thing, because frankly, it's just not a good argument. Let's try Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, fellas, what's going on, man?
Sports.
Hey, I was just wanting to know if I like what the Texans are doing with the quarterback and the running back. I think the next big hole that they need to fill in is a tight end. What do you think yourself? I mean, is there anything out there in the draft or in free agency, you know, that be interested in picking up? And I hang up and listen.
We've talked about this a lot. I don't think this is a great draft for tight ends. There'll be some guys out there that would be an upgrade over what they have. But of course, what the prices were for some of the guys who've already signed, those seem awful high to me for the position. So I'd love for them to get a guy who can actually catch a ball occasionally. But, you know, if you don't have that, if you can at least get them to block, good enough. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. One texter says Texans fans are never happy. Yeah, you should be happy today. They addressed something. They made... M409 says they made a bad, desperate move for Schaub 2.0. Was it a desperate move? Absolutely. But you're probably one of the same people who are complaining because they don't do anything desperate. They don't, you know, they don't show you that they want to win. You're probably the same guy saying that. Oh, they don't do anything to show they want to win. Well, today they did. And it may be stupid. The guy may not work out.
But at least they tried something.
But they are showing a sense of urgency. And if that's desperation, yeah. But it's also a move they needed to make. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try Adonis. What's up, Adonis?
Sports.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Sports.
Hey, now.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead,
man. Action.
Okay, so I wanted to piggyback off of what the previous caller said as far as the tight end position. I was wondering what you would give up for Chicago Bears, Martellus Bennett, and would you consider bringing in a proven veteran like Anquan Boldin and drafting a receiver like the guy from TCU if he falls in the second round? I'm going to hang up and listen.
I don't think Anquan Boldin, that's the type of player that they should be looking at. I like Martellus Bennett. I think he's a bit of a pain in the ass, but that's a guy that if he's available for trade and if they'll take a fourth, fifth round pick for him,
I'd do that.
I'd do that in a heartbeat because I think that guy's a player. As far as wide receiver, I do think they'll address it. I don't think they're going to make a big investment in it because I think that they still believe Jalen Strong is going to be the guy who plays opposite of DeAndre Hopkins for the most part. But I'm with you, Fred. I'd like to see them get sort of a home run hitter to throw in the mix as well, and that may be what they look for in the draft. But to me, at this point, adding Anquan Boldin is kind of like having Nate Washington.
You've already got Cecil Shorts, who's a veteran guy who they used a lot last year. You've got Mumphrey, who's going to have another year to develop. Jalen Strong should have another year to develop. But what they don't have in their receiving core is that home run hitter. They don't have. I loved when they were talking about Travis Benjamin, because that's what they're missing. They need a guy with speed who can stretch the field, maybe play in the slot, and can return kicks. And that's something that I hope they address in the draft. So let's try. How about William? What's up, William?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, with all the moves that's going on in the AFC South, Tennessee making some moves, Jags and the Houston Texans, how competitive do you see the division being compared to last year?
I mean, I think it's going to be – okay, hang up on this guy. I don't want to hear his beeping and things like that. But I think it's going to be better than last year because I think the Colts are going to – with a healthy Andrew Luck are going to be worlds better. It's going to be more difficult for them to win. I think that Tennessee and Jacksonville are continuing to improve. I don't think they're going to be two of the worst teams in the league anymore. Well, Tennessee might still be one of the worst, but they're at least growing a little bit. I think that division's getting tougher. I still think they're going to be one of the – They're not going to be known. They're not going to be looked at as one of the better divisions in the league. But I don't think they're going to be the laughing stock that they were last season.
Well, and a lot depends on Colts were 8-8 last year without Andrew Luck most of the season. So they're going to be better. The Jaguars were able to put up some offense. They also turned the ball over too much, and I think that comes down to whether Blake Bortles can cut down on those turnovers. If so, they still have a crap defense. Now I know they're trying to address that, but I think that's a team that'll be better. And Tennessee, it just kind of depends on Mariota. And I think that that's the one that has the farthest to go. And obviously they had the worst record in the league, so there's a reason for that. But I think they're also a team that maybe in 2 or 3 years could be pretty decent if Mariota turns out to be the right guy. If you draft Tunsil at the top of the draft and he turns into a beast tackle for you, they already have a pretty decent defense. So I think the division will be better. I don't know that it'll be markedly better. The main one, the Colts, will be better. And I think the Texans got better today. I think the Jags are better, but I also think they have a pretty big gap between those right now. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Dustin, everyone blames Billy when personnel moves don't work. Do we give Rick credit for today or Billy? I think like we said at the beginning, I think this whole thing should fall on both those guys. And if it works, they should both be applauded. If it doesn't, they should both be fired.
Yeah, and I assume that's, you know, Rick's job was to get the contract part of it done, and I'm sure that O'Brien decided, hey, this is the guy I want. So,
all right, guys, got to tell you about my good friend, Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're still stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test if your weekends suck because of a DWI. Don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed the breath or blood test, a lot of things about those tests you should know. Police breath test machines, they make temperature assumptions that create artificially high results. Then they destroy the evidence at a check, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Most states have abandoned the machine because it's just antiquated technology. Same with the blood test. Police forensic capabilities aren't like CSI on television. Police blood tests can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances and can be easily contaminated. That's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a trial scenario. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI or DUI or boating while intoxicated, that season's coming up, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com at 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter. Lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see us. Now, Dobby, it's like the game ain't the same. Got youngins again pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Cruise without a gun. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Kick off your weekend right. Have lunch out with ESPN 97.5. Each Friday, John and Raheel, followed by Unfiltered, will broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I know Frobius has hated this move all day, but to say
it's all right. Not everybody's going
to. No, but to say, and I'm okay with talking about the draft, but to say Goff or maybe Wentz is kind of silly, man.
The only guys weren't available.
They're not good. Yeah, if you wanted those guys, you had to be 2-14 last year. You had to be the Titans. Goff is going. One of those two is going second to Cleveland. The other one's probably going to San Francisco.
They're both going in the top five.
Yeah,
San Francisco may trade up to get Goff at the top.
Yeah. So realistically, they're not in play. And, you know, I like Paxton Lynch, but I don't know if Paxton Lynch is making it to 22. I don't think he's getting past the Rams.
Even if he does, I mean,
he's not going to be.
Is Paxton Lynch, are you 100% sure Paxton Lynch is better than Brock Osweiler?
No,
to me, those guys are, it's a coin flip.
Very similar skill sets. And I've got a guy who's at least played in nine games last year, parts of nine games. I'd rather have that. I'd rather have a guy who's been in the league for 4 years.
And been in the league, been working with Peyton Manning for 4 years.
Yeah, unless you just think the guy's an absolute trash can of a quarterback, which I haven't seen that from him, then I don't know why you wouldn't like this move. Let's try Darren.
This is one of those, like, why didn't the Texans trade up and get Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... It's easy to say, yeah, well, they should get the top quarterbacks in the draft. Well, unfortunately, they're picking 22. And I mean, if they had the fourth, fifth pick, they wouldn't have signed Brock Osweiler.
No.
But they don't.
Let's
This lets you know how they feel about the quarterbacks in this draft that would have been available to them there.
Yeah, because realistically, what you're looking at is Connor Cook or Christian Hackenberg.
Right. Yeah, because let's say for some reason that Paxton Lynch isn't around at 22. That's who you're stuck with. That's your best case scenario. And then they get Christian Hackenberg, and you guys are all losing your damn minds over it.
Yeah.
And rightfully so, probably.
Probably so, yeah. Let's try Darren. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on.
All right. You guys should know me by now. I'm a U of H punker guy, but I've been trying so hard for the last 5 years to be a Texans fan, and this is not really helping it. And unlike the previous callers, I could care less about the guy's contract. But I've seen Brock Osweiler play a lot. I watched him a lot in college at Arizona State. He's not that great of a quarterback. I mean, he doesn't have. Like, I just don't think he has that it factor that people in the city are looking for. And I'm just hoping the Texans are not slowly turning into the Cleveland Browns here, shuffling, like, six quarterbacks, like, in the last 3 years. I don't know. I hope it works out, but if you're a Texans fan,
When's the last time the Browns invested $18 million in a starting quarterback? I'll go ahead and help you. They never have. That's why they suck.
Well, they didn't need to because, I mean, they're always picking number one or number two. So, I mean...
Well, that should let you know that the Texans aren't turning into the Browns.
Brock Osweiler is going to be a comfortable... I don't know.
Answer that then. Answer this, Darren. What was a better option this season?
I know this season there really is no better option.
That's my point.
They should have addressed it 2 years ago. Two years ago
have come and gone, and really there was no one 2 years ago they could have addressed it with.
Well, yeah, there was. That was the Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater draft.
Oh, okay. Well,
and we both talked about that then, but they didn't.
Would I have preferred that? Sure, but 2 years ago was 2 years ago. This is now. They're in this year now. And so it's either do it now or wait another season. I think they're tired of waiting.
Yeah, and I think they learned their lesson from that too. At least I hope they did. Okay, we didn't address it. Now we got to go this way.
I still think a big mistake they made was letting Ryan Fitzpatrick get away.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean that might have changed everything. But the fact is, they let him get away. So this is the scenario that they're in, where these were the options presented to them. They felt Brock Osweiler was the best of the bunch. I actually agree with them that Brock Osweiler is the best of the bunch.
And I think most people would. Interesting now, what do the Broncos do? And there's a report of them being interested in Kaepernick via trade. There's reports of Bob Griffin Jr. I think...
If I'm a Bronco fan, I'm way more concerned than Texans fans should be.
Yeah. And if I'm the Broncos, we talked about this before the show, I'm making a call to Ryan Fitzpatrick because that's a team that's already...
That's the best answer for them.
There's not a long... I mean, you're not going to get a long-term guy, but That's a team that's got a Super Bowl defense. Put a veteran quarterback in there, and I still think you're a contender. I think with Ryan Fitzpatrick, it sounds weird to say that Ryan Fitzpatrick could be the quarterback of a team that's a legitimate contender. But yeah, I think that'd be their best option. And the Jets don't appear to be close. And when you see a guy like Osweiler get that kind of money, how much do you think Fitzpatrick's going to get?
Yeah.
That's just the going rate. All right, let's try Matt on What Are the Odds Wednesday. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Sports to you all. So I know everyone's hung up and excited about the quarterback situation. I wanted to talk about the guys who make the quarterback look good, our offensive line. I was calling Buggy about Georgia. Well, we let a Georgia Bulldog get away today and Ben Jones. So does that mean we draft offensive line? Are we drafting support? How do you all feel? I'll hang up.
Well, I think it depends on what's available now. And that's what I said. They're in a situation now where they can actually take the best player available instead of forcing whatever move they need to make. Because they have done some stuff today with the offensive line. I still don't know that they've replaced the guys that they lost yet, but they at least put a dent into the hole.
Yeah.
And, they may not be done. So
I'm guessing they're not, but I would definitely look at something in the draft. And you know, I know you're a Georgia guy, but I wouldn't lament the loss of Ben Jones too much.
Yeah.
Although you got to give credit where it belongs. That Barry Warner did have that story first yesterday that Ben Jones was leaving. Did. So good job, Barry. You got one right. Nicely done. 713-780-ESPN.
You should have known better than to question him.
I didn't. What? I just said.
No, you question. Jong, it's really Jong's fault for questioning him.
But you know what? He tweeted it out. We mentioned that he tweeted it out.
Did you retweet him?
I did not retweet him.
Jong?
Did I retweet him?
Yep.
Oh, I did not.
No, but I mentioned
it. You guys didn't believe in him.
I mentioned that on the air. We have more listeners than I do Twitter followers. We said that he's reporting this. So did he really need to come on the air to report it after he tweeted it out? No, because we could just say, hey, Barry Warner says 4-year deal. He got it right. Well done, Barry. I digress.
All right, guys. Going to tell you about Dirt Free. And listen, I've been using these guys for a long time. I love them. They came when my renters had destroyed my carpets in Austin. I thought I was going to have to put in all new floors. They came through and they saved the day. But listen, replacing carpets, A, it's expensive. B, it is a pain in the ass to find a new carpet, rip up the old stuff, install the new one. It's not good. Now you can keep your carpets looking new no matter how long you've had them, how bad it's gotten. Dirt Free can bring them back to life. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They're not using soaps or chemicals. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment. And that technology, that's what makes them the best. Once the stains are gone, they're gone for good. They do carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, you name it, they can take care of it. Sunday service now available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets, guys. They've got a great deal for you right now. 3 rooms for just $99.95 with a free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. That's 281-347-8373. 281-347-8373 or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free cleaning.
Went to a house to get her out of the bed. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid stay by now.
ESPN 97.5.